Welcome, everybody, to episode 6 of the Cosmic Fire Podcast.
I was just going to ask, episode 6 of what?
Wait, you don't know?
How did I get here?
May I introduce my co-host, Kairos?
That's me.
Welcome, Kairos.
Thank you. And you must be the lovely and talented Miss Phoenix.
Well, some people would say so.
That's the hi-hats. That's like using your room to make a hi-hat. Phoenix. 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 Okay. People are going to love this one. What are we doing here today?
What are we doing? I think we're here to celebrate the new moon in Taurus.
You know I love celebrating new moons. For any of you who are new to listening to me ramble on recorded media, I'm on the record as saying I do not like, well, I use stronger language, but I'm not a big fan of the dark moon because, you know, mm-hmm. I get constipated. I feel depressed. I feel low energy.
Yeah.
I just want to lie around in sadness. Actually, this is going to be a great new moon. It's like, that's where everybody's at, right?
Yeah, everyone's already constipated and depressed.
Except for Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan, yeah.
Oh, Michigan, right. The militia's all fired up.
But... No, it's not the militia. It's motorists. So they had the first ever social distancing protest at the state capitol where they all drove in their cars and there's a line down I-96 that stretched for miles because
wow.
You know, there's only so many cars that can get off the highway at one time.
Nice.
I thought that was like kind of a classic Michigan.
Yeah. The Motor City.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, Michigan is the Motor City, as everyone knows.
That's right. Home of the Motor City Madman, who is probably loving all this. You know, he's like... Well, I'm up here in the UP shooting some deer and skinning them, and, you know, I'm prepared for whatever.
I think a lot of people are kind of going to the Ted Nugent School of Gun Ownership at this point.
Gun shops are essential businesses.
And apparently sales are through the roof.
Really?
Yeah. Gun sales spiking lately.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm not actually a gun owner or... You know, big fan of guns. I've had guns in the past, but then I was just like, you know, this just feels like it's inviting somebody to come and try to take it from me or shoot me or something. So
yeah. Guns are, you know, if you grew up in the country like I did, you know, you just grow up shooting a lot of guns, and they're fun, and they're also a huge responsibility to have around. So.
Not in America, not in the USA. I mean, they would be in other countries, right? It's crazy how many kids like shoot themselves or shoot their parents by accident, like little toddlers, you know?
That was one thing that came up in our research too, is like how many people die of gunshot wounds. Because we were doing some research on, you know, okay, so we're getting all these numbers about how many people are dying from the coronavirus. So how do we put that into perspective? So let's look at some statistics on, you know, deaths and death rates and, you know, how people die and, you know, the numbers so that we can get some perspective on that. And turns out a lot of people die in cars and a lot of people die just falling. Or having random accidents.
Really?
And a lot of people die from gunshot wounds, too. A lot more than this most recent breakout. But, you know, this is just who knows what's going to happen with this breakout.
Yeah. But you know what? One thing we can be pretty certain of, I think, until now, as citizens of this great country, is that the more people get sick and die from COVID-19, the more shootings and falling there's going to be, you know, we're not going to be outdone by some virus, right? I mean, come on.
People are like, God damn it, I better double down on these fucking cheeseburgers because we got to keep those heart disease rates high.
That's right, man.
I think heart disease is the king right now.
I'm taking all my safeties off and I'm just I'm gonna just leave them out where the kids can find them, man, because we got to get these gun statistics back up where they belong.
Welcome to the Heretical News Hour.
Yeah.
With your host. Well, you know, if you can't laugh at kids shooting each other with unsafe firearms, what can you laugh about?
You can laugh about Chris Cuomo. All right? Okay. Got a show on CNN, and he's one of the people that goes on there and tells you what to think. Like, you know,
I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I'm a big fan of that myself. I mean, people come to my classes or sessions, I tell them exactly what they should be thinking.
See, you guys, you're the same. You get paid to tell people what to do. I mean, yeah. I'm glad I don't have to pay you for all the things you tell me to do. But I mean, I'm getting a good deal over paying here, people. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But what were you going to say about what were you saying about Chris Cuomo?
Well, so he was like, you know, in the whole, when Epstein got, you know, was tried again, and he's on there, and there are all these allegations about, you know, that Epstein was going to expose the Clintons, and, you know, not just the Clintons, so don't take this as Clinton bashing, because it's politicians from both sides of the aisle, and, you know, but this is the pedophile thing that's coming out into the open now. And he was like, you know, just like sterning America from CNN, like, you know, what you don't need to don't get caught up in any conspiracy theories or, you know, we need to just stick to the facts, not of what this case is, because who cares who Epstein's friends were? Everybody has friends, but of how this case was handled by the prosecution. That's the thing we need to be concerned about. Like, don't. Anyway, he got coronavirus and had to be broadcasting from home for a couple weeks. And he was out at some new property he bought in the Hamptons, looking outside with his, like, I think his wife and somebody else. And some 65-year-old dude riding by on a bike was like, "Hey, that's Chris Cuomo. What are you doing outside? You're the governor's brother and you're not supposed to be blah, 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 social distancing." And Chris Cuomo just apparently went off. I kind of like him now after this. He went off on him and was like, "You're an asshole and I'm going to find you and come after you." I mean, he totally looks like a thug, man. But he called this guy some old flat tire, you know, like flabby biker. I mean, just like ageism, you know, all this stuff. But so he's kind of flipping out. So I think we can kind of agree that's, I don't know, I found it amusing. I like a little drama, you
that's
know.
That's the latest on Chris Cuomo.
That's what Chris Cuomo's been up to.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, but good, he's also know. Thinking about quitting his CNN gig.
Okay.
Apparently he went on a Sirius XM talk show and kind of had a meltdown because he's so angry. And he doesn't want to be in public life anymore because he wants to be able to yell at people that he thinks are assholes.
Well,
probably all of New York feels like that, man.
I mean, know? That's the thing, right? Like, people are starting to crack, you know, like,
yeah.
The whatever kind of thin, shabby facades have been like kind of propped up over the years and been slowly decaying and collapsing are just like breaking altogether.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. Well, so we want to find a positive silver lining to this, right?
Oh, yeah. Because everybody wants to be told the silver lining to all of this.
I do.
Really?
Don't I?
Oh, I don't know.
I just want to punish some evildoers first.
But, oh. See, that's what I'm talking about. I think it's really important that we just allow ourselves to have all the feelings. Because there's a lot of repression and suppression of expression and emotions and things not being allowed to flow or things being shamed. And so I think it's important that we own all that. And if that means we have to quit our jobs at CNN or whatever so that we can like rant freely, then so be it.
Well, I like the fact that like people like David Geffen, you know, the billionaire music mogul, He's like sending out these positive vibes. So I don't know if you saw that he took a picture of his own like 500-foot-long yacht or something like that from a drone in the Caribbean where he's safely sheltering in place and posted it on social media.
Oh, my God. See, that's what everybody needs is they need more celebrities and people of extreme privilege to tell them what they should be doing and how they should be inspired in this time.
I know. I'm tired of these white people who are just like very modestly privileged, you know, shaming people on Instagram and Facebook. I mean, I want to be shamed by like the rich and powerful.
I want to be shamed by the best.
Yeah. Well, they're actually
worst.
Yeah, and they actually are
the richest.
They're doing a pretty good job at that, actually, you know. But so we actually, you know, we're kind of serious and kind of serious.
Well, I'm totally serious that I think that, you know, people's facades are cracking and we're seeing like behind the masks in a lot of ways. And that's good. You know, we're getting to see what's really going on with us, what we really care about, what our priorities are, you know. And there's a lot of opportunity in that, you know, and we're also seeing like some of the dark underbelly of a lot of, well, like, you know, priorities of celebrities on their yachts and like things like that.
Right, right.
You know, it's like, or like whatever nefarious things are going on with the government and, you know, it's just, it's all good information. It's good to know that, that, you know, people gave up their rights of freedom of movement, and they gave up their jobs, and you know, because the government told them to, and the government may or may not have had the right to do that. But the question, or the thing that comes to my mind as like potentially problematic, is that nobody really questioned that, and the people who did question it got shamed for questioning it, you know, or they were labeled as dangerous people. You know? And so it's like, okay, good to know that that's the climate that we're living in right now, where if you question what Big Brother tells you to do, then you're labeled as a dangerous person.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting astrologically. So one of the things that's happening in the next 2 weeks, the period that this podcast covers is that, and we always have a lot more astrology over on cosmicfire.org, but Pluto is going to station retrograde in Capricorn. So Pluto's like getting close to the USA's Pluto at 27 cap. It's getting close to the end of the line here, but then Pluto's going to spend the next few months slowly going backwards in Capricorn. And, you know, this is a big cycle of death and rebirth that's as big as the American and French revolutions, as big as the Protestant Reformation in the 1500s. And in any time that there is a new world, you know, like this level of evolutionary leap, the people who have really enjoyed the previous cycle because they've gotten all the power, privilege, you know, I mean, the whole 1% thing, they're hanging on, man. They're fighting with everything they got to hang, not only hang on to the current system, but lock everybody down.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about like the, you know, don't go out of your house thing. I mean, that's crazy enough, but really lock everybody down mentally. There's a huge fear virus, you know, out among the populace. And it's, you know, it's really easy to get sucked under by that. And so, one of the things that we were talking about before the pod is we've got Taurus new moon on April 22nd. So that's Wednesday evening, April 22nd. And that's on Earth Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Taurus, esoterically, the sign of the Earth. That new moon, so new beginning in all things related to the sign of Taurus, you know, nature, sensuality, food,
pleasure,
you know, the good things in life, really. Yeah. Taurus is, you know, Taurus is like the solid citizen of the zodiac. Mm-hmm. You know, so Taurus is, they're conscientious, they want to do the right thing, you know, but it's got to be enjoyable too. And so this is a, you know, this is a new cycle that's kicking in, which is kind of bizarre that it's happening right now, right? Because it's like we're actually being told that being in nature can kill other people. You know, right?
Because, yeah, it's like not everybody, but a lot of people are off work. And so there are a lot of folks crowding into the trails to go hiking or parks or, you know, public places, you know. I mean, there's a lot of folks who don't have their own yards, you know, if you live in an apartment building or something, right?
Yeah.
So it's understandable that people would want to take this opportunity to be out in nature, go hiking, stay healthy, get some fresh air and sunshine. And yet, a lot of folks are being shamed for that because, you know, we're supposed to be, quote unquote, staying home. You know, stay home is like the big hashtag of the movement, right?
Yeah.
And, there's this idea that if you go outside at all, it's dangerous.
So, the idea that being outside is dangerous, you know, so many of the parks are closed in the state, you know, national parks and the beaches and things like that, which is really a bummer. And we can still get outside, right? And with this new moon, I mean, it's the new moon in the sign of the earth. So it's like a new beginning in our relationship with the planet, or at least that's what it can be. So that's how you're seeing it, right?
Yeah, definitely. We're recording this in the waning moon phase. So what I'm seeing right now is that people are really starting to get it. Like, you know, with the last full moon, there was a lot illuminated around how we want to show up in relationship to our body, to our inner children, to our families, our friends, our, you know, how we show up in the world, the work that we do, all of that is becoming really clear. So I think there's a big opportunity here to take what we learned from that. And then this new moon is going to feel like, okay, we can start actually planting the seeds of what we want to do moving forward. And people have already started doing this, right? So whatever it is, I would just invite people to feel into that. Like whatever it is that you've been creating in this new situation that we've been gifted, even if it feels like kind of a curse, kind of a gift, kind of a curse, kind of like an ugly sweater that you get on Christmas and you go, gee, thanks.
And then all of a sudden, like the lights go out and there's no power in your neighborhood for 3 days and you get evicted from your house and you didn't get to grab your coat and that sweater saves your life. Kind of like that.
It could be like that.
Yeah.
Use whatever metaphor works for you.
Use whatever it takes to get through this.
Yeah, but so this different kind of experience, this different kind of perspective has given us an opportunity to operate in the world in a different way. So we're, you know, what is that that you've learned? I would just ask people, like, what have you learned over this past like month or two? And how is that going to serve you moving forward? You know, are you going to keep making sourdough bread? Are you going to keep growing vegetables in your yard or making sprouts in your kitchen? Or are you just going to go back to like getting takeout pizza?
Yeah. Well, you were saying don't go back, right? That's a big theme that you feel like is coming up in this new moon, this Taurus moon cycle.
Yeah.
It's like, even if things start easing up and the restrictions are easing up, right? Like, don't go back. Don't fall asleep again.
Yeah, don't slide back into complacency.
Because this is just the start. You know, we got to be really clear about that, right?
It really is. I mean, I know that this has seemed like the end of the world for a lot of people, and it was the end for some people. I mean, some people straight up died, and that's real.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to honor that this is a real thing that we've been through, and it's just the beginning of a bigger cycle of change.
Yeah. And you know, when you were saying the ugly sweater thing, or like it feels like a curse, the sad fact is, and I would include myself in this group, that as humans, you know, we tend to just cling on to our little scraps of security and comfort until something big enough happens that it pushes us out of that comfort zone. And this is it, man.
Yeah.
This is the first wave of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't want this life. We don't want... I mean, there's so much great stuff on Earth. There's great people. You know, a lot of people are just... They're really... A lot of people are good, I feel like. Nature is, you know, beautiful. And there's so much just needless suffering and abuse and cruelty and torment of children and animals and nature. And we don't want that.
No.
So and here
makes,
we go.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense that we settle because there's so much trauma. You know, there's trauma from our childhoods. There's intergenerational trauma, ancestral trauma. There's past life trauma. You know, it makes sense. It's not our fault that we just settled for scraps. But here's our wake-up call. And what are we going to do with it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I would encourage everyone to take the awareness that they've learned, that they've received, and use that to prioritize moving forward.
Yeah, so like you're kind of specifically talking about the person who's been kind of in lockdown for 6 weeks and is like, wow, I just realized I hate my job, or my, you know, what I have been doing isn't meaningful for me, and I want to spend more time with my kids or spend more time in the garden or whatever. So you're kind of saying like, hey, this is your opportunity to like simplify and, you know, and really make that your intention moving forward rather than just doing what you've always thought you were supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean, everybody got a gem of wisdom out of this experience. And if you, listening to my voice right now, don't know what that is, just take a minute and tune into that and ask the question. You know, ask the question, like, what did I get out of this? Like, what has been shown to me that is really important, you know, as like a guideline of how I want to live my life moving forward?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was looking in the last Cosmic Fire Astrology weekly video, I was looking up Laura Walker's Black Moon stuff. And one of the things that she said for Black Moon in Aries, which is actually happening right now, is Mercury, Chiron, the Wounded Healer, and Black Moon, Lilith, and Aries are all in the United States' fourth house of home, as we're all stuck at home. But one of the things she said was, if you could wave a magic wand and have your life be whatever you wanted it to be, what would that look like?
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of what I'm hearing is like, hey, you may not know how to act on this wisdom that you've gotten, but we've all learned something about what we want and what we don't want, which is the whole journey of Aries. You know, the whole like crux of Aries as a sign is it's trying to find its identity by having these like, you know, fired up experiences or accidental experiences, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, who the fuck do we want to be?
Yeah. Okay. I love that. So yeah, this new moon in Taurus, you know, it's like Taurus moon's good. I like Taurus moon. I mean, it's just a really beautiful earthy kind of energy. And we've been in this very fiery Aries signature for the last month. And also challenging because of all the aspects that are happening to the USA's chart. So especially challenging, you know, for those of us here. I mean, obviously this challenge is extending globally, but yeah, this Taurus new moon, that's a beautiful thing. And then also the day of the Taurus new moon, Wednesday, the new moon in Taurus is square both Saturn and Uranus, or conjunct Uranus and square Saturn and Aquarius. So that's kind of crazy, man. And then I was looking at the day that Pluto stations retrograde, which is Saturday the 26th, and anytime the 25th of April. Anytime Pluto stations retrograde, those tend to be big days, like the 2 or 3 days around that. Usually something big happens societally. I mean, Pluto's pretty heavyweight, dude. And that day, Saturday the 25th, we've got Mercury square Pluto and Mercury square Jupiter as Pluto's stationing. So I just, like, being really honest, I feel like things are going to loosen up for a few days, and then I mean, there could be like some real intense like shortages or like, you know, another huge fear wave, you know, where it's like, oh my God, now we all really are going to die. I don't know how that shows up, you know, but it does not look easy. It looks challenging, you know, and then I think once we get through that, through the end of April, then we are going to go into a period where things kind of lighten up for a month or two or maybe through the summer. But there's definitely feels like there's this, you know, it's challenging, man. It's challenging to stay in our leadership selves, to stay in our authentic, passionate, you know, stay true to our beliefs, right? When it feels like everybody's bummed and everything's crashing and everything's going, you know, going to hell.
Yeah. I mean, we do feel what's happening in the collective, like no matter how good our energetic hygiene practices are and how much we've learned as being sensitive empaths to clear energy and, you know, shield up and all that stuff. Like you could do all that and you're still going to feel what's happening in the environment.
But you're going to feel a lot better than if you're not doing any of that.
Yeah.
I think it used to be like, okay, you know, sometimes, man, you just come home from work and you don't have the energy to do your energy clearing practice. So it's okay to just watch TV. It's like, no, whoa, or get on social media. No, we've got to do that stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's still a choice, but how much do you want to suffer? You know, because it's so ramped up right now that if we don't do it, we really are going to feel it. So, you know, just inviting people to tune in to like what would be the most supportive practices. You know, you don't have to do everything, but, you know, and some things are off the table, right? Like you can't go to the gym. A lot of people it's like going to a yoga class or going to a sound bath or going to the gym. Those are the ways that they really move energy. And it's not the same doing it at home, you know? Yeah. It's like, yeah, you can still, you know, you could still get some benefit. But so, you know, what are the things that you get the most benefit from in the shortest amount of time?
Yeah, I have to go out and walk every day. You know, mm-hmm. It's like if I don't, I'm just feeling so like a caged animal, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think so nature, I keep feeling like whatever nature you can get, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the BBC says that sunshine and fresh air do not help you in any way. neither do vitamins or kombucha. So, dude, the BBC is like killing me right now. I mean, they must have hired some freaking hacks from high school somewhere to like write this shit that they're putting out there. It's so bad.
It's so bad. I think we can all agree that journalism standards have declined a little bit. Well, I mean, the internet is wonderful and it's created such a huge demand for constant refreshing of content that it's hard to keep up. But so bless them. And also, I've read some of those articles. Pretty crazy.
Vitamins, the new snake oil. Like, it's like, because you get all the vitamins you need in your Soylent. What's that? Soylent Green?
Soylent Green.
Yeah, it has all the vitamins you need, citizen. But, you know, I mean, like, whatever you can do, you know, if you believe that nature helps you, then I would say, like, connect with nature for sure. And, you know, lavender, I was just getting essential oils, like, mm-hmm. I feel like are really, and this is all very Taurus kind of stuff, is like, what are things you can do that actually are touching your body? We were talking about touch, too. I feel like a drop of essential oil on the wrists to go to help calm down, go to sleep. Some frankincense or some peppermint on my crown chakra. I mean, is that, you know, in the BBC's worldview, that's obviously not helping me, but it makes me feel better, right? It lifts my spirits, which is where I want to be.
It's what works for you, you know, and for every article that debunks, like, the usefulness or therapeutic value of essential oils, there's just as many articles that support the benefit of essential oils. So,
essential oil conspiracy theorists, maybe, who falsely claim.
But this goes back to like bossing up, right? I mean, that was a big lesson of Aries season. It's like showing us where we can really take charge in our lives, taking the information that we've gotten from this experience and be like, okay, how do I use this to like really take charge in my life? And it can feel like we're just so powerless right now. It's like we can't do anything about our government or the coronavirus or the fact that we have to wait in a super long line to even go buy the food that we need, you know, at the one place that's open. And yet we still have sovereignty. We still get to decide, like, am I going to do my meditation? Am I going to go for a walk today? Am I going to put a drop of frankincense on my head because that's what feels good to me? I could take a salt bath. I could, you know, do energy work. I could go, you know, sit on the earth if I have access to that. You know, these are all things that we do have control over. And I feel like doing something physical is really indicated right now. So, you know, maybe it's that earthy energy, but also I think it's just unplugging and getting the fuck out of our heads, because it's just, I mean, I've seen myself doing this, like just getting so addicted to scrolling through news on my phone and trying to get the latest updates on, like, has the curve been flattened yet so I can go back to the beach? And, you know, it's like, it's important for us to not get too caught up in that and just keep bringing it back to, okay, what's happening in my body right now? And what can I do about that?
Yeah.
You know, there's always something we can do. I maybe can't go to the beach, but I could take some sea salt into the shower with me and scrub the soles of my feet with sea salt, or like put it in my scalp, or in my scalp, put it on my head, you know, like just like
I put it in my body, man.
I put it on my scalp. But yeah, I mean, these are things that we could actually do.
Yeah. No, that's great. Yeah. And also, I think we need to give a shout out to the Divinyls, you know, and their great one-hit wonder single, I Touch Myself, you know. I mean, definitely if you're quarantined alone, it's time to explore some radical self-love, man, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and like, I'm kind of trying to be funny, but also Americans are so shamed about sexuality and touch. Not just sexuality, but eros, you know?
Yeah.
Like being lovingly touched. And so yeah, this is an opportunity, you know, especially if you're by yourself or if you're in a bad relationship and your partner has already retreated, you know, into a lock, behind a locked door or whatever you have. You know, I think this is a really great time to like spend some time just lovingly caressing yourself. If you got pets or kids, you know, that's great because you can snuggle with your pet or your kids. But I know a lot of people are alone and are really feeling it, you know.
Yeah.
And they really believe, like, I can't touch anybody because I'll be killing, you know, every person I touch, you know, I might kill like 20 or 30 people. Which, so if you're feeling like that, I would strongly suggest that you go find some statistics that are not being put out by one of the mainstream news agencies, but are just science. Like Stanford's putting out a lot of stuff that's really objective in my mind. MIT's putting out stuff. You know, look at the statistics and make some informed decisions. You know, obviously, are we for killing boomers? I don't think we are. I think we're like, our official stance is we're not for killing anybody, even like, you know, hopeless narcissists who really need a reset. Not talking about anybody in my family. My pop's already checked out. Like, he was just like, I tell you, son, I got this sense of this coronavirus thing coming up in a year or two, and I don't think I want to live in a world where I can't go to IHOP. So, God bless you, pops. Bless his heart. He's currently leading boat tours in the land way down under. So, you know, if you should you catch the CV and find out that you didn't get enough points to get into the good place, you know, look up my dad. He'll give you a run for your money, and he won't charge you any extra for the advice, which is awesome. One of my favorite things my dad said to me is like, I'm going to tell you, son, this advice I'm about to give you is worth exactly what you paid me for it. I was like, damn, now I don't feel bad. Like, I can just take that advice, whether it's good or bad, but I don't have to feel any kind of obligation to, like, follow it. Or, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? I feel like that's a really helpful thing for everyone listening to this podcast to know, too. It's
like, you know Amanda's going to hear this, man. We got to give a shout out to Amanda, man.
Oh, hey, sis. But also, it's like, yeah, man, it's like, these are just our ideas about things. Like, one of the things that we both really encourage people to do, all joking aside, is to own their authority and their sovereignty. And it's like, you know, if you don't like something that we say or something that somebody else says or the advice that you get or the news that you read, take it with a grain of salt.
I thought you were going to say go on Instagram and shame that person publicly.
Shame them publicly, yeah. And then block them.
You know what I really love if you dislike something I say is if you tell me to stop doing this or don't ever do that again publicly, I will come down on your ass really hard, man. People like start crying and then they like cancel their Instagram accounts because I'm usually really nice, but it's like, don't tell me how to live my life.
Yeah.
You can Aries. Tell me you disagree with something, that's fine.
Yeah, don't boss an Aries around.
You can tell me I'm an asshole, that's fine. But don't tell me to stop. Crazy. You know, I think you've been saying, like, I kind of heard something in between the lines there about that inner authority and bossing up peace. Mm-hmm. And what you're just saying is like, yeah, we don't, you know, I think, I'm not a sinner. I've never sinned. I may not be right, but I've never been wrong, to quote two of my favorite songs of all time. But my truth might not be good for you, right?
Yeah.
Just like your truth may not be good for me. So yeah, you gotta think for yourself. You gotta question authority, challenge everything that you're hearing. And who are you? What do you feel? And I feel like this is the revolution. You know, just like the last two Pluto and Capricorn cycles, Martin Luther, Protestant Reformation. Hey, we don't need priests and popes to mediate between us and the divine. We can have a direct relationship with our spirits, with the angels, with Jesus. American and French revolutions, we don't need monarchs and a bloated, you know, just corrupt ruling class taxing the hell out of us for their pleasure. We can decide how to do this for ourselves. So this next cycle that we're in the end of right now, you know, or getting close to the end of, it's going to be the same thing. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it's our perspective, right? Reality is a mass hallucination. That's what the neuroscientists say. That's what the Buddhists say. That's what the Toltecs say. So what we're learning how to do, I feel like, during this period is how to hold steady with how to tune into what our vision is and then hold that vision. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah. It's like really important for us to, you know, just be like, oh, okay, interesting. That's an interesting point of view that Kairos has. And then how do I feel about that? What feels real to me? Is that true for me? Like asking those questions, being able to tune into your own knowingness. I mean, there's nothing we don't know. Like we all share one mind. And so we can get direct access to that. But we have to actually be willing to do it. We can't just passively sit around hoping that like Source puts it in our Instagram feed, you know,
like, which Source sometimes does.
Yeah, Source sometimes does. That's true. But, you know, we have to be willing to ask the questions, receive the answer, and like really trust what it is that we know. And that takes practice, you know, and like kind of reprogramming ourselves.
So you literally wrote the book on how to do this, right? And you're about to teach a class on this.
Yeah.
Is that something that you're going to teach people in your lightworker training class?
Yeah, for sure. That's really important to me and something that I like to share with, you know, students, clients, whoever, people listening to this podcast, for example, is, you know, how to find what works for them. Because it doesn't matter what I believe or what I think or what works for me. It's like, what works for you?
And how to get answers from your own body, right?
Yeah. And just however those answers come, because some people really feel things in their body. Some people hear messages. Some people see things. So, you know, it's like how to tune into the way that you receive information.
Are you still doing this by donation?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
I've been planning on offering this course, and you know, I usually teach a couple times a year, but because I've gone through so many transitions, I haven't taught for a while, and I, you know, was planning to offer it for my regular price, but Spirit just brought it through that I should put it out by donation. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. So when does that start?
That starts on the, thank you for
it. Yeah. No, I'm curious too. I know it's probably on the calendar somewhere.
It starts
somewhere,
on the 25th.
Of April?
Yeah.
Oh, so right after the new moon.
So, yeah. So people will hear this maybe before class starts. And then you've got an alien pattern class coming up.
I do.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
I know, man. I know. I've been wanting to teach this class for like 10 years. And I got overwhelmed every time and I don't think it was time, you know, but it's definitely time. So if you're somewhat astrologically savvy and you want to learn about the alien patterns, man, and like how they affect you and the people around you, et cetera, check that out. So both of these are posted on the calendar on Cosmic Fire.
No, because I was just inviting people. I, you know, have just been inviting people who I knew read my book. But I guess I'm inviting everybody who's listening to this podcast.
Okay, well, how can people sign? We'll put a link in the show notes, right?
Yeah, we could put a link in the show notes. For sure, we're going to have alien patterns posted on Cosmic Fire by the time this comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. That's all I got, man. It's so hot in here because we live in Miami Beach and we got all the air conditioning and the fans off just because they're so freaking loud. So like I'm just sweating like
we did it for you. We sacrificed.
Yeah, man. I don't even know where to go with that. I'm tired of sacrificing and I refuse to be sacrificed.
I've already been sacrificed and it's not. Cute.
Yeah. We'll talk about that on the next podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk about my childhood trauma on the next podcast.
Sponsored by Comet Pizza in Washington, D.C. Come down to our basement. There was something there, but it's probably gone out of my head. So I think we'll just say goodbye for now. And there is something there. We're putting out the vibe and, you know, we'd love for you to join in this with us. But I really, I've gotten this clear thing because I've told the universe, I'm not being martyred again. I really don't care what good I don't care who it would help, what good it would do. I'm done with martyrdom. I'm done with being tortured. I've had enough past lives of that. I've had enough of that shit, you know, emotional in this life. I'm done, not doing it. And also, I keep getting the message that, you know, because so many of our people have been burned as witches, they've been hanged, you know, we're so many heretics, right? And we believe that we are all here because we wanted to help this transition to a more beautiful world take place. And there is no need for you to be martyred again. And I actually don't see that as even a potential for most of the people on this vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, these people, the what's going on right now, the negative stuff that's going on, this is a desperate, clinging, pathetic, hoarding power grab by a bunch of people who never made it out of adolescence psychologically and are totally possessed, man.
Yeah.
You know, and they know their time's up and they're just trying to get everything they can and just somehow hope that they get away with it.
Yeah, but and they don't care about the fringy weirdos like us. I mean, they're worried about, like, the majority of the consumers, you know? That's who, like, pads their bottom line. So we don't have to worry about being tortured.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's just important.
That's a real thing, though, that's been coming up a lot lately, is people have been having a lot of triggers of old trauma coming up for clearing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that just if that comes up, just recognize we're clearing that stuff out so that we can really be the courageous, fearless leaders that we came here to be.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're all going to, like, sit 6 feet apart around a campfire someday soon. And, no, I'm just kidding.
And look at each other and wave.
Right. Oh, man. All right. We'll be back in a couple weeks. Come on over to Cosmic Fire. If you want to sign up for one of those classes or just check out all the free great content. We got some really cool guest blog posts going.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Love you.
Till next time, this is Kairos.
And Phoenix.
Saying, vive la revolution.
Yeah, happy May Day, everyone.
Yeah, happy Beltane.
Yeah.
Workers of the world, untie.
We didn't even talk untie. Yeah. All right.
Did you put May Day and Beltane together?
That's going to be some fireworks. Something's going to get untied. Yeah.